Agenda item number 16, another request for a public hearing for August.
All right, and this is to working with Regulation 260, which is our culling regulation and how we measure oysters. And what we have, the way it is right now, you can buy oysters in, you started out buying in the metal tub, which is a legal measure that we have in our code. And several years ago, the industry asked us to consider using plastic baskets. They call them orange baskets. They can be any color, and so there was a code change to allow the commission to put alternative measuring devices, that containers, in. And so that was voted in 2 years ago, and it's worked fairly well, but what we've seen is that we're having problems with any sort of law enforcement getting through the courts, because when you have two measures for the same thing, judges get confused, and if they say if you dump one into the other one, it would have been okay. If you went in the other one, it would have been okay. So they can't get any kind of violations through. And what we see happen is that there's a certain group of watermen and certain groups of buyers that at the beginning of each area that we open, and when we open these areas, I mean, everybody's in by 7 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it is, you go out and you catch your limit in no time, and you're done. And so what they'll do is they'll come in with a basket that looks like a snowball and hand that up, and then when it gets in the truck, they shake off the top, and they catch 8, but they get paid for 10. And there's really nothing that they can do about it, because they came in 8 baskets. The flip side is towards the end of the season, when it's not so good, the baskets come in looking like this, and there's really no way to catch them on that. They come in right down the line, and they're not filling them right. And if one buyer says, I'll take these cruddy baskets, you know, then the other watermen complain that that's not fair because he's buying less. So there's all these battles amongst everybody for who gets people to sell to them. So we want to change the regulation that if the basket is what they want to use, and it's pretty much everybody is married to the basket now, that we should make for all the clean call oysters, all the market oysters, that we use an orange basket level full. And that will be the standard measure that law enforcement uses. The only thing we're going to use the tub for, the old measure, is for seed oysters, where they bring them in, and they do tub those out one at a time. Very few people, you know, even use the tub anymore. They just come in the baskets, hand the baskets up, and that's what it is. So in this situation, I mean, a law enforcement officer will be able to drop a 2x4 or a ruler right across that. It lays flat across it. It's touching the oysters. It's a legal basket, level full. If it's below that, either buyer and seller would be in violation, and if it's above that, buyer and seller will be in violation. So we're asking to advertise for that change. And we will actually describe where it now says 2,500 to 3,000 cubic inches. We'll go down to the exact cubic inch for the orange basket, the exact height and diameter of it. So.
Yep. How could you hold a buyer responsible if your MPO checks a boat that hadn't even arrived at the buyer's facility yet?
Oh, you wouldn't be responsible there.
Okay.
He'd only be responsible once they got on the truck.
Okay.
I'll just note my own personal observation. It's unfortunate, which is a word I've used several times today here, that we're all in the position here of having to mitigate and to mandate here what is should be a market force buyer-seller decision.
You may find it next year if you have to do something to tweak this also, but it is running rampant right now.
I'd like to see something like the 8th basket can be any level. Hmm? What you're saying is all the baskets got to be full. If I catch 7 full ones, I don't have time to fill the 8th one. Mm-hmm. I have to dump it Obo or something.
No, I mean, that's
very common sense, I know, but still, it's common sense, yeah. But I would like for it to say something like the eighth basket does not have to be full.
Well, I mean, that if you only got five and a half, you'd have to do the same thing.
Right.
I think I talked to law enforcement about that. Any law enforcement officer that knows that you come in with five and a half bushels, that if you want to sell five and a half bushels, that's okay. That's just, they've always done that.
Common sense.
They've always done that.
Any other questions or comments, observations, musings?
No.
It's a request for public hearing, Dr. Wesson?
Yes.
It's a request for public hearing. Mr. Tankard?
So moved. Make the orange plastic the standard.
Second. It's a motion for a public hearing by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Any noes? Motion passes unanimously. We'll have a public hearing in August.